This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to tonight's daily check-in. Say salam, where you're from. And if you know the answer to today's riddle, where's my salams? Salams and where's froms? Bushra in Mississauga, wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Naila in Texas, wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Who else we got? If you're just sitting there, if you can press the share button, press share, and just send it out to the internet ether. And see what happens. And let me know if you shared it so I can give you a shout out. Muhammad Azim Sharif from the UAE, wa alaikum assalam. Hazan Maharaja Rak, wa alaikum assalam, akhi, wa alaikum assalam. Salima, wa alaikum assalam. Muhammad Amir Ibrahim from Guernsey. Amir Ibrahim from Guernsey. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sarish Anwar, wa alaikum assalam. Samia Ishaq, wa alaikum assalam. Khadija Muhammad, wa alaikum assalam. Noor Muhammad Dansi, wa alaikum assalam. Shumaila in Dallas, wa alaikum assalam. Sajal Safdar, wa alaikum assalam. Can we hit 100 people before the top of the hour? If we do, we'll begin. Sana, Chicago, wa alaikum assalam. Aisha in London, wa alaikum assalam. Thanks, Azim. Amina in Minnesota, wa alaikum assalam. Oh, we're gonna hit 100 before we hit the top of the... Oh, we passed it. Let's get started. Take one. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa wala. Amma ba'd, inshallah ta'ala, at the end of this, I'm going to share with you the answer to the riddle. I don't have the riddle in front of me, so you'll have to read it to the text there. So, for the last 2 days, we have been talking about when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the anxiety that he felt and the fear that he felt when he received the first revelation. When he received, you know, Jibreel alayhi salam came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi salam, told him read. He was up in the cave in isolation for many days. And then he came down and we spoke about the first thing that he said was Zammiluni, Zammiluni, cover me up, cover me up. And we did one of the one of our daily huddles on weighted blankets and how to find rest and relief, inshallah ta'ala. And I spoke about some other ways. And then the day after, which was yesterday, we spoke about how in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal muzammil, ya ayyuhal muddathir, qum, qum fa'andir, and ya ayyuhal muddathir, qum fa'andir, ya ayyuhal muzammil, qum al-layla illa qalila. So in those two verses, the second thing that we saw after that was qum, was stand up. And we spoke about how when you are... even though you're finding rest and comfort, you need to add motion, activity to this time of isolation, whether that's in taking care of your spiritual, so getting up for prayer, moving around, or external, maybe it's to get up for work, do things standing up and add more standing and movement to your day, inshallah ta'ala. So today, I don't know if this will be the last one that we'll share from the story. Actually, no, I actually have some more. But the next thing that we see after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said Zammiluni, Zammiluni, when he said cover me up, he said to his wife Khadija radiallahu anha, He said to her, لَقَدْ خَشِيتُ عَلَى نَفْسِي. I feared for my life. I feared for my life. Now I thought about this. And maybe for females, they might express their feelings more. But a lot of times men don't do that. They don't, they kind of like bottle up how they're feeling. Today, inshallah ta'ala, the next thing that we're going to talk about is if you're feeling sad or you're feeling, you know, what your emotions are, you should speak it out. You should speak it out. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he came down from that mountain, he didn't say to Khadija, leave me alone, let me hide, I don't want to talk about this. I'll just deal with it myself. He didn't say that. He brought in trusted people to his circle. He said, I feared for my life. And Khadija radiallahu anha responded to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and even she took him to a cousin of her, Waraqa ibn Nawfal, so that, you know, the circle, she would say, let's talk about your feelings and what your feelings and And that's a way to process it, not to just hide this inside your mind, but to let it out. So I was once in the Netherlands. I'm going to tell you guys like two stories here. I was once in the Netherlands and we were just driving through, myself and Dr. Waleed Hakim, and we were on this beautiful bridge. Is anybody here from the Netherlands? I think we had some Netherlands people here before. And on this bridge, there was a sign. That, you know, right beside the bridge, there was a sign, and I was really, it's in the Netherlands language. I don't know what language that is. Maybe it's Dutch or something. I don't know. And I was really intrigued by this sign, and I wanted to know, what does it say? So I went and I got my Google Translate. Google Translate has, you know, picture translate. So I put this up on the sign, and the sign said this. The sign said something to the effect of, you are loved, please don't jump. You know, and then it had a phone number to call. And so all around these places where people kill themselves, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us and protect everybody, you'll see signs that say, speak to somebody. You are loved, speak to somebody. Out of anything that could be said, the request is, please speak to someone. Don't hide these feelings. You're not alone. There's people who care about you, people that you should be speaking with. And that's not only if somebody went to the level of suicide, but even in our day to day, we need trusted friends, trusted loved ones that you can speak out loud to them what you're feeling. And I understand that not everybody, when you speak to them, that maybe they won't have the tools to help you, or you might speak to somebody and then they make things worse. They'll tell you things like, just suck it up. And Shamela is saying there's signs like this on the Golden Gate Bridge. There's actually those kind of signs everywhere where people, you know, at train tracks, bridges, lots of places have them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect. You know what's interesting about these situations? In his book, what's his name? David and Goliath, what's that guy? Malcolm Gladwell. Malcolm Gladwell's book, where he spoke about the issue of suicide, and he made the argument that suicide is location-based, meaning that the person, if you can talk them off from Golden Gate Bridge, don't jump, or something like that, and you might think to yourself, well, they'll just go to another bridge and do the same thing. So what's the point? He's actually, you know, studies show and the data shows that if you can talk the person down, they actually won't do it. They won't do it. Or if they don't have access to that bridge, they won't do it. You can look in his book and see more about it. Anyways, so we're talking about talking your feelings out loud to somebody that you trust and somebody that can help you and let you process that, inshallah ta'ala. Something I love about the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is whenever somebody would do something really weird, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it's kind of obvious that this person made a mistake and it's obvious that they should be reprimanded. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you'll see this. This is a consistent sunnah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would bring this person to the front, speak to them, and say this statement. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would say, "Ma hamalaka ala hadha?" What made you do this? I love that because as I deal with life coaching and talking to people, let's suppose somebody's talking in a group and I'm listening and somebody else is listening. Sometimes the person who's beside me jumps to a conclusion and says, "Oh, you're doing it because such and such." And I'll tell the person beside me, "Please keep quiet. We don't know what's in this person's heart. It may seem as if it's obvious, but it actually isn't. You don't know what's in their heart. You don't know what's in their head." That's why we follow the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ when we ask, "Ma hamalaka ala hadha?" Why did you do this? Why? What caused you to do this? Or what led you to do this? If that's the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, so as imams and as leaders, we should also not jump to conclusions until we've spoken to the person and say, "Why have you done this?" Now, I'm talking about feelings. I'll give you an example of what I'm talking. So one of the companions, when they were going to the conquest of Mecca, and one of the companions knew about it, and he sent word to the people of Mecca that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is coming, the Muslims are coming, so prepare yourself. And which is treason. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Jibreel, told them about this letter, and Ali radiallahu anhu sent, he got the letter back, and then he brought that companion, and so it's obviously treason. It's obviously treason. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, "Ma hamalaka ala hadha?" What made you do that? You know, you're a companion. This companion attended Badr, attended all the battles with the Prophet ﷺ. Why would you, tell on us, which would cause like death to so many of the Muslim army? And you're Muslim, why would you do that? And this companion said that, "I have family in Mecca that has no defense, and I hope the people of Mecca would protect my family if I gave them this information." And Umar radiallahu anhu wanted him to, execute him. Because he did treason. And the Prophet ﷺ said, "Leave him alone, Umar. It may be that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looked down at all those who attended Badr and said, 'Do whatever you wish from here forward, for I have forgiven you. You're promised Jannah.'" And so Umar radiallahu anhu said, "Allahu alam, Allahu wa rasulu alam." And that should always be our attitude. Allah and His Messenger know best. So we're always asking, "Why are you doing this?" There are two different things. One is for us personally, we should speak what's really going on. And for somebody else, don't jump to conclusions with other people assuming this is why they're doing something and this is why they're not doing something. So I'll give you another example. This happened to me. Long time ago, many, many years ago, I was in a masjid. I was new in a community, and I kind of like to keep quiet. I don't like to rock the boat. And so I was leading the prayer. Somebody pushed me to lead the prayer once, and then I was inspired. So after the prayer, I gave a mini speech. I did one of my, like a Facebook Live, if you will, after Salah. Now, the local imam in that place was kind of really nervous about me kind of like speaking up and causing fitna in the community or whatever. He was kind of freaked out. So I don't know why, because I'm very charismatic. And if I open my mouth, Pied Piper, people will follow. So the imam called me up on a very special day to me. And I was actually gonna invite him to an event on this special day. And before I could invite him to this special day, he ripped into me. He ripped into me for speaking without getting permission from him. That's what he was really mad at. He's like, "Don't you dare come in my masjid and speak up. And it's not, this, this, and that." So he's telling me off. So at first I was like, I was trying to defend myself. But then I said, "Hold up, buddy." Hold up, my friend. Safal, I shouldn't say buddy. I said, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam always ask the person first, "What led you to do that?" This is like a principle for me. "Ma hamalaka ala hadha?" And I told him, "You're an imam and you know. You shouldn't have accused me before you first said, 'Ma hamalaka ala hadha?' You're not better than the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So don't tell me what I did such and such for such and such a reason unless you first say, 'Ma hamalaka ala hadha?' What caused you to do such and such?" What a merciful approach the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam what a merciful approach the Prophet ﷺ had. And if we adopted these things and we understood the seerah, I know we hear stories of the seerah, but actually going into detail, pulling it out and applying these things, even with our children, if you're in your house, before you accuse your child and tell them, oh, you did this because, you know, you're lazy, or you're the, before you make an accusation, hold the child by the shoulders, sit them down and say, ma hamalaka ala hadha. What caused you to do such and such? What were you thinking? In a nice way, not like, what were you thinking? When you're not rhetorical. And so you'll see another, one final example I'll give you is the story of Yusuf, alayhi salam, when he was lost to his father, and his father would always cry, and his feelings were known to his other sons. And his sons would say that you're going to keep crying until you die. And then Yusuf's father said, innama ashku bathi wa huzni ila Allah, that I complain my sadness to Allah, wa a'lamu min Allah ma la ta'lamun. And he never lost hope. So he did speak his feelings, but he never lost hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is also an amazing extra benefit that we learned there. Okay, so we're coming to our conclusion. Here are some practical applications for this. The first thing that you want to do is find a trusted person that you can speak your feelings to. Maybe sisters, you already have like a trusted person you can. I know for brothers, this is really hard to speak out loud your feelings. Maybe brothers, they don't like to speak their feelings, or they don't have people who know how to process, you know, those outward feelings. But it's important to find somebody safe, somebody trustworthy, somebody that can, you know, not try to give you advice and tell you this and that, but somebody that you can just speak it out. So find that person and start sharing. How are you feeling today? How are you feeling today? How is it going today? What's the up and downs? Tell us about it. Just speak it out loud. Sometimes that's the solution right there. Online, you have some groups. There is our own group, the Dua versus COVID, which we set up. We did a open visionary-esque type of event, and that Facebook group is there. And I said on the group, I said, we'd love to hear from you. So if you're feeling some fears, or you know, things that you want to discuss with people from what you're going through, you're welcome to post it there. Now, maybe that's a little bit too personal, a little out there to post it on the group. But if you do, alhamdulillah, you'll see that there's a lot of people that would be happy to interact with you and share with you and talk with you. The other suggestion that I would give, if that's too personal, is maybe find a Reddit group, Reddit, because you can go a little bit anonymous on that. Facebook, usually your name is there. But on Reddit, and maybe you guys have other suggestions for places where you can find anonymous groups and support groups, and just say, hey, I'm feeling such and such, and I need a little hug. I need a little love. Sending you peace and love all around the world. And that's it. I am done. Jazakallah khairan. The answer to the riddle is the letter E. The letter E. E. What comes once in June, I think it's twice in November, and doesn't come in some other month, April, the answer is the letter E. Jazakallah khairan for tuning in. Tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala, we'll see you soon. We start about 5 minutes before the top of the hour. That's 3 p.m. New York. But if we hit 100 people before the hour comes, we will get started just like that. So always be on your heels, get ready for it, inshallah ta'ala. Jazakallah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.